Wayne Fredericks. I farm just southwest of Osage in Mitchell County, Iowa, up on the northern tier counties. And we're a corn and soybean operation, 100% no-till, strip-till, and cover crops.
Wayne, as we're now at the midway point of May, how would you describe the beginning of the 2018 growing season for your farm?
Well, for our farm, or this part of the state anyway, we just had a late winter. We had late snow. We had a cooler than normal April by any means, record setting, in fact. And so as I sit here and look out the window and I look at cover crops out here in my cornfield that's going to go to soybeans, the view is normally that you would see first of April instead of the middle of May. So, you know, our season's behind, and then consequently we've just had quite a bit of rain here as of late, and we've had a little over 6 inches since the first of May, so it's just been very difficult to get anything in the ground.
Have you planted anything yet?
I got in about 130 acres of corn, and that was a week ago, late Monday and Tuesday, when I was able to get in and slip in some seed. And then, of course, we got rained out late on Tuesday, and we've had, you know, more rain since then. So we haven't turned the wheel since that time.
Now, I know you're a strong advocate of no-till and strip-till practices. How different would the outlook be right now if you did use conventional tillage? You go out, cultivate before planting, things like that. I would think that not having to worry about that would be an advantage, and maybe also with the amount of living plant out there now absorbing some of that moisture, you might be able to get into the field again sooner than others.
Well, you're 100% right. There are definitely advantages, especially when you run into a very short window like this. You know, I put the crop in by myself. So had I been working the ground, you know, we might have got that amount of ground worked and very little of it planted, and we still wouldn't have accomplished much. And again, the cover crop is, even though it is small, it will utilize some excess moisture. So we're hoping that will be beneficial here in getting us back into the field. We're strip-till. We do fall strip-till for our corn, and those strips are always slightly elevated, and they tend to dry off just a little bit quicker. We always have felt that since we've been doing strip-till that we, you know, had a slight advantage to our conventional farming neighbors in the time frame in which we could get into a field and plant, and that the conditions would be better, quicker, earlier on the top of that strip than it would be, you know, across the, you know, a whole field profile that had to be worked.
You and I geographically are not that far apart, and I see for southeast Minnesota this week, the forecast looks pretty good, warm and drier. Is that the outlook for north central Iowa too?
Yeah, that's what we're seeing. We're supposed to see some sun tomorrow and some wind, and I'm going to be in D.C. tomorrow. I'm running out here, flying out of Des Moines early in the morning and coming back tomorrow night. Going to do 4 visits on the Hill on behalf of American Soybean Association and our fellow farmers. And I'm looking forward to, when I get back, being able to maybe do some spraying on Thursday and maybe also get back into planting. So we're looking forward to another window anyway this the end of the week that hopefully we can get at least the corn in.
Oh, Wayne, I hope it does cooperate for you. Anything else about the spring that you wanted to share?
You know, I farm for, this has been my 46th crop, and every spring's different. It's, you know, I've kind of had reminiscence of 2013. I think we're going to get a window in here, at least hopefully it'll make it better than that for us, and we can get that crop in. It's still not too late. We haven't lost that many growing degree units up here in northern Iowa, so I think we still got some very good potential, and so hopefully things open up and we can get that window we need.